entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
DJ Still, you have a large penis. Oh,
Anthony,
shut your fucking mouth, skank! I'm sick of your broads yapping and yapping and yapping about nothing but pure shit all the fucking time. Shut the fuck up and listen to something good for once, like the DJ New Style Show.
It was December 24th on Hollis Ave at the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear, looked at his dog, oh my god, an ill reindeer. My man, I was really cool, the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone, but he must have dropped his wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause, took out the lights and then it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's, enough to buy a
Christmas trees, decorate the house with lights at night, snow's on the ground, snow white so bright, in the fireplace is the Yule log, beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols, like each and every year we bust Christmas carols, Christmas carols.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
no. No.
Run so loud and proud you hear it. It's Christmas time and we got the spirit. Jack Frost chilling, the hawk is out. And that's what Christmas is all about. The time is now, the place is here. And the whole wide world is filled with cheer. My name's DMC with the mic in my hand. And I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No. No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes, welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. What are you listening to? You're listening to the magical musings of a little band from a little country about the size of Montana. You guessed it, your friend of mine, Rammstein! Yes. It's sweet sounds. It's romantic and lovely and everything that's right in the world. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome a very special and shiny-headed individual. Your other friend and my other friend as well. Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy boy?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, yeah,
good
know,
evening to you.
Real lackluster, you know. Nothing.
Well, what can I say? I can't be on top all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Why can't you be on top?
Well, I don't want to give a phony hello, you know?
Sometimes you need to give a phony hello. Sometimes to make the other people feel nice or feel better about their shitty, poor existences, you give a fake hello.
Well, I don't feel that they have poor existences. Maybe your life is a poor existence, but maybe theirs isn't.
Well, my life is an incredible existence. I'm just telling you this right now. Telling you this right now. I'm amazing. Yeah. Everything I touch turns to pure platinum. It bypasses gold. It goes right to platinum. That's how it is. However, everything that you half-heartedly say hello to wilts and dies. Frank, it's that time. You'll notice by the intro that it is Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mama has already started cooking collard greens. I don't know quite what to do with that, but I just want to say that it is that time of year. It's a very special day.
You're really into the spirit this year, aren't you?
I'm full of it, dude. I'm coming right from the soul. How fake was that for you? I can't do the Christmas thing.
Did you finish your shopping in Camden?
I've just done a to-do list. About 17 of the items are by person gift. I haven't done a goddamn thing. And some of them are printable. For example, if you're listening now and you're one of the people on my list, you may be getting Netflix. And all I have to do is go on a website and print something. And even still, I find ways to avoid doing that. It's a gift that I have to give no thought to. Basically, I buy a yearly subscription to Netflix for a person, and I'm done for the rest of their life. As long as Netflix is a company, I never have to put any thought into their Christmas gift. It's fucking amazing, Frank. Well, have you even started your shopping?
Yeah, you're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I'm actually.
Come on, you
I'm
know
talking
damn
to
well
one
I don't
human.
Do shopping. I wouldn't even know how to Christmas shop.
Now, you've said some pretty dumb things. But am I to believe that you don't even know how to begin to purchase an item that you would give as a surprise to somebody? Really, when you boil it down,
I get confused with the whole gift receipt. I'm not too familiar with what that's all about.
You don't understand the concept of a gift.
No,
gift receipt.
I'm not sure what a gift receipt is. I mean, aren't you not supposed to give the person the receipt? Isn't that kind of tacky?
Well, you're basically saying that. Listen, what I've given you might be something that you absolutely hate. And instead of that, you'd like something else. So take this and use it to exchange.
Does the gift receipt have the amount on it that you purchased?
If it had the amount on it, it would just be called a receipt. Do you understand that? Now are the magical unravelings of the gift receipt fully unfurled for you?
Are you a person who has to get your receipt? I mean, are you a receipt person?
When they ask me if I want a receipt, I don't even acknowledge them. I walk away. I don't want a receipt. I don't need a receipt.
But you're talking about, like, when you pay for something by credit card, you get the receipt, correct?
They give it to me. If they say, do you want a receipt, I'll say no thanks.
But if you're going to, like,
thanks for the option.
Starbucks or something, and do you ask for the receipt?
No, I never do. I will never ask for a receipt, ever.
Why is it that they have to ask? They say to me, do you want the receipt?
God bless them for doing it, Frank.
No, but they have to ask me. Do you want the? Don't ask. Just give it to me. Don't. I don't
want. You
to have
want
that conversation
this receipt?
With you.
You want Pardon? The receipt?
Yeah. Why not?
Why is the question? You end up
to confirm that they charge me the right amount. That's why.
Let me ask you something, Frank. Oh, so you're gonna go through this like some kind of a fucking coffee shop accountant
Please,
checking
let me
line
finish.
Items. Just
Shut
fucking
your
get your cup and leave.
Mouth for a second. Let
Eat
me finish.
Shit. And then check the
shut
receipt.
Shut your fucking
for said shit.
Half-ass, fake fucking beard and shut up for a second. All right?
Do you realize that my beard is about as thin as your hair must have been? It is the most
Listen
patchy and terrible beard I've ever seen.
Why is it? And maybe Christy.com can answer the question.
What?
Why is it, Christy.com, why is it that whenever I go to Starbucks, they ask me if I want the receipt? How difficult is it for them to just give it to me?
Can I explain something
to you? Just give it to me.
There are people like you who are pack rats whose wallet must be like George Costanza's when you have every little sheet of paper you were ever handed in there. Where do you put this receipt when you're done looking at it?
I put it in my – what happens is it stays so long in my wallet that it eventually just fades. I can't read the fucking thing.
Yeah, so you have a piece of paper that you're not going to recycle. You're just going to throw it in the garbage anyway. So basically, you could have just said, okay, I get the same thing every time I come here, and I've just paid the same amount. I'm pretty sure that it's a fair deal. You guys keep the receipt. The fact that Starbucks offers the option of not getting receipt is fucking heavenly. It's amazing. Because listen –
there are people that'll hand you this fucking, you know, this scroll of a receipt offering trips or promotions. Or if you go to Rite Aid and you buy a pack of gum, you'll have 15 pounds of receipt just for fucking a $1 transaction. If they said, would you like the receipt that we're going to give to you and ultimately let fucking decompose in your wallet? I would have said no. Thank you for the offer. Because most places give it to you without your fucking consent or desire to have it.
All right. Are you done? Let me ask you a question.
Are you done?
Wait, if go you ahead. Go to Starbucks or 7-Eleven or something, and you buy something like less than $5, but you pay for it via credit card. Are you going to ask for the? Are you going to want the receipt?
No. You know what?
But how do you know they're charging you the right? Don't you want to confirm that they're charging you the right amount?
It's okay. As a graduate as somebody who has passed the fourth grade, I'm relatively decent at adding three or four numbers together. I'm relatively decent. I can get within a few pennies of what my total should be before I have to go and pour over some receipts.
What if they're charging you more with your credit? What if they're actually charging you more?
And what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? Am I going
to
really?
Then you get your receipt to confirm it.
What's the gain for you though? What's the gain?
To make sure they're not overcharging me.
And then let's say
thick. Are you that thick-headed?
No, because I'm saying it's not worth my fucking time. Let me explain something to you.
Well, Mr.
You
just fucking Moneybags over there.
You just said this
is a fucking software engineer.
Can I explain something? This is
I apologize.
You just said that this is a $5 purchase. So let's say for argument's sake that I make my $5 transaction with 7-Eleven, and you know the type of people that work at 7-Eleven. Okay, these people are trained on the job to know that part of their gig is now to avoid gunfire when standing in front of a fucking register. These people have overcharged me in your world, and now what am I going to do? I'm going to say, this is supposed to be $4.97. This is supposed to be $4.50. Now what? Oh, so now you have to wait for them to go and correct it, get the manager over. It's just not fucking worth it. It's just not worth it.
Let me tell you something. I had a little bit of a problem at Starbucks a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
I gave this woman a $20 bill, and she gave me change as though I gave her a $10 bill. And I said, you didn't give me the right change, and she's getting all hostile and whatnot. And she ended up giving me the change out of the tip cup on the counter there, which was all nickels and dimes that I didn't appreciate it. But anyway, I was in a rush and I said, fuck it. I'm going to go anyway. But it's
you walked out of there like with a pirate's plunder just just yes. to get even.
Yes. The problem is, I went to Starbucks this morning and, I didn't realize that not only did I have no cash on me, but I did not, I realized that I forgot I didn't have my credit cards with me because I was, which is not important. I didn't have them with me. So I had to pay, and this is the God's honest truth. I swear to God, I had to pay for a perfect oatmeal. And believe me, it's not perfect. It's like fucking soup. And
well, you didn't let it sit. You didn't let it sit long
enough.
You ever
had their oatmeal? It's a fucking drink, for Christ's sake.
Let me explain something to you, Frank. You didn't let the oats absorb the water and become perfect. You were too anxious to enjoy this perfect oatmeal, yet it hadn't blossomed.
Well, why don't they give it to me perfect? They're not saying to me, oh, it's perfect eventually. Give it to me perfectly.
You have to wait 3 minutes, according to Christy.com.
There was no instructions on the container. Christy.com, there's no instructions on the container.
Christy.what?
.com. There's no instructions on the container. Okay?
Have you ever made oatmeal in your life? Have you
of
ever
course
eat,
I have.
Have
I enjoy eaten? Oatmeal. I enjoy apples and cinnamon.
that's the only reason you eat oatmeal, just to get to the apples and cinnamon? Why don't you just cut the
I
oats
like
out
the
of the
plain
picture?
Flavor myself. I like it all. I don't like the anyway, that's irrelevant. But what I'm saying is this. Okay, give it to me perfect. Don't call it perfect oatmeal. Give it to me. If you give it to me perfectly, then it's perfect. Don't give it to me so I can. You know what? I had to ask her for a fucking straw. I had to drink the fucking thing
no,
almost.
You did not. You don't need to drink it, you idiot.
Listen to me.
I eat oatmeal every goddamn day.
Listen to me.
I eat oatmeal every single day, Frank. And I've never had soupy oatmeal. You know why? Because if you want the perfect oatmeal that they have at Starbucks, basically all you do is you open up the little oat pack, put it in a little cup, add hot water, and just let it sit. And it's done. That's basically it. You can make oatmeal with a fucking Dixie cup, dry oats, and a fucking water cooler with hot water.
All right, so that
it's not hard.
That perfect oatmeal needs to sit for 3 minutes. Is that what you're saying? Because I didn't get the memo. I apologize. Nobody informed me of this procedure.
Well, you know, the memo probably, the idea of the memo hadn't been invented when the concept of letting oats sit in water was invented.
I didn't realize that oats absorbed the water. I wasn't aware of that.
No, they just became heated and then the water went away. What are you thinking? You look at the oats, they're smaller. They're more crisp. They have sharper edges. And then you get oatmeal and
you enjoy their
soft
oatmeal?
Mush. It's good, but you know what? I make the same goddamn shit every day. I'm not going to pay
$3. Have you ever gotten their oatmeal?
That. Yes, I have.
Have you gotten the brown sugar topping, the mixed nut topping, or the dried fruit topping?
I don't get the dried fruit. I tell them, listen, I understand it all comes with it, but you can keep the dried fruit packet.
Oh, so you get the mixed nuts.
Get the mixed nuts and the brown sugar. You mix that all up, and it's perfect. Hence the title, Perfect Oatmeal. So let's see. We've plugged Netflix and Starbucks. Well, actually, you didn't really help us out. If we had actual sponsors, they would quit because you basically killed
would
one
it bother
of their ad
you,
campaigns.
Would it bother you if you know what I asked to? I said, would it bother you if they gave you the spoon and it wasn't wrapped? Would that bother you?
No, it wouldn't bother me. Not at all. But sometimes when you buy hot things like that, if you bought like – okay, this is kind of cheesy and gross, but like when I was in high school, you'd go to the concession stand and buy something. They had the little soups, the cup of soup,
uh-huh,
and you'd buy that. It was like a couple bucks, but sometimes they put the spoon in the hot shit. So I come out
right,
and I have a warped spoon, like the spoon melted in my goddamn soup.
Right, right.
I don't mind if it's unwrapped as long as it's not in the hot shit.
I specifically asked this guy at the speaker. I says I want the perfect oatmeal. And I want a wrapped spoon. Do you have a wrapped spoon?
What did he give it to you in? Because I don't think they have wrapped spoons.
He said I have to go look for one. I said, well, then I'll wait. And he went to get by the time it took him about 3 or 4 minutes, and he says, yes, we do have wrapped spoons. I says, okay, then proceed with the order. Because I wasn't going to get it if it wasn't wrapped spoon.
You were going to cancel the order.
I was going to cancel the order right
and
there.
And naturally, no.
Because you know they're going to take the fucking spoon and place it on the dirty counter, and I didn't want to deal with that nonsense.
They might even drop it on the floor, and you'd never know. Because if I know you, you were in the drive-thru.
Of course I got. Of course, drive-thru.
You were in the drive-thru of your favorite drive-thru 24-hour Starbucks, causing a scene over a wrapped spoon when other people are trying to get their cup of coffee and get wherever the fuck they have to go.
And I also complained.
You're
planning
to them a meal.
They have one of the like on the way out of the drive-thru. They have the garbage can that looks like a mailbox where you have the it comes out a little bit so
it's
you don't
great.
Have to. Okay, the fucking thing was full to the brim. I had fucking McDonald's bags I needed to throw in there, so I had to back up and I said, "Listen, this thing is full. Well, I got garbage here.
Wait, you backed
if I
up?
Put it in there, it's gonna fucking fall."
You you backed up to tell them this.
There was nobody behind me, so I backed up. They said, "We'll take care of it, sir." So then I gave him my garbage.
So you handed him your garbage through the window.
Well, I just had two old Starbucks cups, and he took it from me.
Now you know you're someone that wouldn't let them wouldn't let people reuse a plate at a buffet. Yet you're more than comfortable shoving garbage through the entrance of a drive-thru where people's fresh food comes through. How fucking inconsiderate are you?
I didn't turn the cup inside out. I just gave him the cup.
The cup was on your disgusting floor. There's pictures of it all over the place. You go to your Tumblr. You go to DJNewStyleShow.com. You download the episodes. You subscribe. You pay us. Oh, I'm sorry. I just got off on a tangent of goals and dreams that'll never come true. You put garbage that was on your disgusting car floor on the place where people pass food and drinks through.
Let me backtrack because I'm getting bad vibes here. I'm getting bad vibes and I'm getting bad vibes. I backed up. The cups were the dirty. The two old cups were in my hand, and he says, "All right, I'll take them for you." I didn't like just shove them in his face. He asked me, "I'll take them for you." I said, "Okay, take them." You know,
all right.
I'm not gonna.
But you didn't even think twice. You didn't think about the future trips that you're gonna have there. Would you have taken all your new food and rubbed it on the floor of your car before eating it?
I don't understand.
I'm taking it to the extremes that you normally take it to.
And
that's the thing. And you have such a double standard with everybody but yourself. You're self-absorbed, Frank.
Let me explain something, my daily routine, okay? I bring my son Lukey to school, to preschool. And after I take him to school, I drive to Starbucks. This happens 5 days a week. I drive to Starbucks. after I drive to Starbucks, I've been going to McDonald's. Are you aware of McDonald's have breakfast?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I understand. So wait, you go to Starbucks first, and then you go to McDonald's.
Then I go to McDonald's.
What for?
Because I was a big fan of the Starbucks sausage egg and cheese
Starbucks
sandwich.
What and cheese?
Starbucks sausage egg and cheese sandwich.
You don't know how to say the word sausage, do you? Anyway, so continue. You were a big fan of that, but I guess you got burned out.
I'm nauseous by it by now, okay?
Those fucking sandwiches are disgusting. I was all about them like the first 2 weeks. But yeah, I can see why you're going to McDonald's.
Okay, so now I go to McDonald's, okay? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of an Egg McMuffin?
Yeah, I have
what
heard.
What is it, an Egg McMuffin?
Oh, Jesus, you're getting feisty here.
Is it, an Egg McMuffin?
An Egg McMuffin is fucking an egg, cheese, and Canadian bacon on an English muffin.
Okay. I don't like Canadian bacon.
Okay.
They have an alternative at McDonald's called a sausage McMuffin.
You can get sausage on it instead of the Canadian bacon.
Right. What would you think is in a sausage McMuffin?
I would say the same ingredients except sausage replaces the Canadian bacon.
Right. Are you aware that they don't put egg in sausage McMuffin?
You know why?
There's two biscuits and a piece of meat in it.
You ordered the sausage muffin, right?
I said I want a sausage McMuffin, thinking that they would just substitute the sausage for the bacon. I leave their place. I'm eating a slice of sausage in a biscuit. Where's my egg?
Because you have to order the sausage McMuffin with egg.
Yes,
that's a separate item.
I realize that. You have to space specifically with egg.
But the thing is, you can't get a Canadian bacon McMuffin without egg. I don't know, Frank. It seems like a futile argument. So I'm guessing what you've done is you got this sandwich. Did you check it at the counter?
Let me give you the story. I've purchased this sausage whatever, for like 3 or 4 days. And every day I would drive off. I would open it up, and I would think that they forgot to put the egg in there.
Egg.
So today, I went there, and I opened it up before I even took off. I says, I'm going to show these people that they're always forgetting my egg. So I opened it up.
Sometimes I don't know if you're going to say egg or ass. I just don't know, depending on the word you say. So you open it up now in front of them after you've ordered this.
In front of them. I says, where's my egg? You forgot my egg. They says, No, you just ordered a sausage McMuffin. You didn't order egg. I says, I ordered a sausage McMuffin. Where's the egg? But you're right. Long story short, you have to order it separately.
Yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous.
No, you're not ordering it separately. You're ordering a different item. You're saying sausage McMuffin with egg. That's the title of the item.
Now, I was never a big fan.
But it should be implied. It should be implied that you're getting, you know, the same thing.
You
just
enjoy
with
McDonald's breakfast.
I do. I think out of all the fast food breakfasts, apart from Chick-fil-A, McDonald's is the best.
I was unaware that Chick-fil-A even had breakfast.
Chick-fil-A breakfast is the best thing ever. And on Thursdays, in some stores, they give out free stuff. Like, you can just go there, drive up, and get it. Like, I would like the free sandwich for today. And they're like, my pleasure, drive around. And they give it to you. Free. Just free. Amazing.
The only problem with the McDonald's eggs is that...
can you just say eggs? Eggs!
Eggs. I said that's how I say it. I have always said eggs. The problem with the eggs is you could press like down that little spork or whatever, and it just the water just comes out. It's just very runny and watery.
You mean like the big breakfast where they give you the scrambled eggs?
The scrambled eggs, the sausage patty.
Why would you order that? Only elderly people
pancakes,
order that.
The pancakes, that hash brown, which is so full of grease that it slips from your fucking fingers. But their pancakes are pretty damn good.
The pancakes are pretty goddamn good. I'm not going to lie to you. The hotcakes with, wait, what is it, Frank?
Sausage.
Yeah. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Who it is, dog?
Oh, snap! Mike Nice, what it do, son?
Yo, son, I heard y'all popping off about McDonald's breakfast kit, and don't nobody know McDonald's breakfast better than me, son.
Well, let's get this popping then right away.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Style presents to you the man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Chicken up, chicken up, chicken. See, your intro even deals with McDonald's.
I was going to have to pay me some money for that. Like, real talk, that's free promotion. I'm going to need a check in 09.
You're going to have to send it out to C-Rock. C-Rock does a decent job for us.
Yeah, because if they got that McNuggets loving commercial popping off, I'm going to definitely need a check.
So, you know, you claim to be an expert of McDonald's breakfasts.
Aficionado, dog. I've had every breakfast item ever at McDonald's.
Son. See? Now, Germ Freak, Mike Nice is a man after your own heart. He loves McDonald's breakfasts.
Well, it's not that much of an accomplishment. They have like five or six items. It's not like,
really?
You've been doing it.
That's why there's 13 items on the menu plus all the side orders.
Oh! Right.
Excuse me? Are you...
Yo.
I wasn't aware of that. Were you aware that the sausage McMuffin had to be...
Four different types of bread.
I was not aware of that.
Now you can get the English muffin, the biscuit, the bagel, and the McGriddle pancake
there
for your
you
bread.
You already know. So McGriddles is the fire shit. So what you should do, right, is get a custom egg McMuffin.
Now
what's
the custom egg McMuffin?
This is what you do, right? First of all, you don't just get the shit on the English muffin, you get it on McGriddle bread. No extra cost, right? Then, instead of getting American cheese, you get Swiss. So then you get Swiss cheese on a McGriddle with your little egg confection. With the yo, son, that's the custom egg McMuffin right there.
Now, you know what? Now, I was expecting, when you said custom egg McMuffin, I was seriously expecting you to say that you ordered two hash browns, throw the English muffin away, and just use that as the sandwich bread. Because I think
they're
progressing to that level.
Now, what you could do, or what my new favorite is for the past couple weeks, is you get the steak and egg bagel with the onions and shit, but hold the onions, 86 them shits, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get a chicken biscuit and throw away the biscuit and put the chicken biscuit with the steak and egg bagel. That shit is heaven in a fucking bagel, nigga. You got chicken, steak, eggs, and cheese on a bagel? Yo, McDonald's is the shit, son.
Now, Germ Freak, have you ever had... And I call you Germ Freak. I was thinking of directing this to Mike Nice, but the last second I decided, Frank, the chicken sandwich for breakfast. Can you do that?
I've never had chicken for breakfast. I don't know. They're serving chicken now. I wasn't aware of that.
See, now, I don't know why you said, I mean, you don't look at the menu. You obviously don't, you know the six menu items they had when they started breakfast, when it was all just a mysterious thing that McDonald's had begun selling breakfast items in the morning. And that's what you've lived with. Yeah, they're selling chicken for breakfast. Chicken on a biscuit, son.
I don't think I could deal with chicken. But let me ask you a question. When you order the pancakes, do you say hotcakes or do you say pancakes?
They're called hotcakes because they're not pancakes.
Yeah. I apologize.
Now the thing is, Dizzy Peach in the Pal Dog Room is asking, do they even use real eggs? If the only thing they use real eggs for would be the Egg McMuffin. As a person who had worked there in their high school years, I can.
Oh, you worked
this.
At McDonald's?
I didn't
know that.
I did work at McDonald's for a year or two when I was 14.
At Whack Arnold's.
You worked at McDowell's. Shut up.
McDowell's, of course, but they didn't have breakfast at McDowell's.
You were his African connection. Oh my god.
He's a prince. He has his own fucking money, Lisa.
One day, this could be yours. And you were made to marvel at a toy train that went 3 feet. I could talk all day about coming to America, but they do use real eggs for the Egg McMuffins. And I know this even now because sometimes they get fucking eggshells in them. It's disgusting. Fucking little crusty ass eggshells, because do you get the Egg McMuffin? No, you get the sausage muffin, and they never give you the eggs.
But the egg is like a mixture of a hard boiled egg just mushed into a pancake. It's just like dry and whatnot.
They take the egg and they crack it into a circular mold and they break the yolks so that it all cooks through. That's how it works.
Are you a fan of Burger King breakfast as well or no?
See, you know what? I mean, I've had Burger King breakfast, and the only thing it's on a croissant, which is, you know what I'm saying, a good change of pace.
Or sourdough. You can get sourdough toast.
Yo, that sourdough toast is motherfucking pot pen, son.
Mm-hmm.
Pot pen. But overall, McDonald's has the top quality breakfast. I haven't tried this Wendy's breakfast shit yet. I'm a little suspect. That shit sounds suspect. Wendy's serving
late to the game.
I didn't know they had breakfast. I didn't think Wendy's had breakfast.
They're late to the game. They should have realized this long ago. You know, burgers and fries, not going to cut it in this day and age. People want to drive to work with grease on their fucking tie, their shirt, their fucking shoes and pants. They want to have disgusting breakfast that's going to fatten them up and make them unattractive to their spouses.
I mean, what you could really do, what we used to do in the city is, because you know how McDonald's be next to Krispy Kreme, right? So you could order a McGriddle, but instead of McGriddle bread, you put it between two Krispy Kreme glazed donuts. Now that shit is greasy.
Are you eating them now, Mike Nice? Are you eating them now?
I mean, they're Krispy Kreme right now. Hell yeah.
Either that or a snack wrap. One of the,
No, I don't do snack. No, I do fuck with the McSkillet burrito.
Yes!
I fuck with that shit, son. McSkillet is popping.
But you know what pissed me off? Burger King tried to rip it off, so I'm like, I'll try the equivalent. Let me see what the Kang came up with.
Nah, the Kang got some cheesy wrappers. The shit, they got the little hash brown tater tots in the middle.
It was the most disgusting thing ever. They tried to bill it as like, if you were in the future, you'd be able to survive on just this one little wrapped item, because everything is there. But it's the most chintzy, disgusting thing ever. I threw it out of my window. Threw it right out of my window. Awful. Now, Vito in the Heroes Talk chat room is saying that Subway and Quiznos and Blimpy, they have gone into the breakfast game as well. The sub shops.
What the hell are they going to serve me for Blimpy at breakfast? Garlic? Garlic and paprika on a bagel? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, I'd imagine they have the frozen little egg patties that Quick Check uses. Probably the breakfast meat. You can get maybe a Taylor ham and some... microwave
days. No, if you're really in a bind, though, that Quick Check little, you know, $1.49 Taylor ham egg and cheese sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It is not bad. I'm going to tell you right now. There,
it's nice and warm.
Yeah, if you're in a bind, if it's the only shit that is available to you, it's all right. It tides you over.
You get that, Frank? You get it a lot?
I do get it occasionally. It's pretty dang good.
Dang. It is darn tootingly good, I would say.
Yeah, shout out pork roll.
Yeah, they call it pork roll there. I have to call it Taylor ham, though. Frank, we all know it's Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham's where it's at, man.
Yeah.
No, it's pork roll.
Maybe in your community. So, now, as far as breakfast goes, is this a huge thing for you? Is breakfast truly the most important day or meal of the day for you?
For who?
For you. I mean, you seem
Hell
to be...
No.
Well, then why are you so focused on getting it quickly? If it wasn't that important, you can just get it whenever or skip it.
Nah, because what happens is I'm usually getting breakfast like at 10:58 and shit. So I'm like, yo, can you hurry up and make my McGriddles before you do a menu changeover, yo?
Like, all we have is three bacon, egg, and cheeses.
Yeah, I hate that shit when they tell you what's left from breakfast. I said, hell fuck no, make me some new shit. Like, I hate when you go to fucking McDonald's and tell you what they have left. Like, yeah, we don't have any burger meat, so we can only offer you a chicken sandwich right now. I'm like, how the fuck did you run out of hamburgers at a McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's suspect.
It's just madness. Pretty much every call, I think, does mention either Coming to America or McDonald's in some way. I've never realized this. I've never truly gotten onto the idea, but...
Dog, I didn't put you on the top of McDonald's. You motherfuckers are already talking about that shit.
That is true. That is very, very true. Mike Nice, thank you very much for calling into the show, buddy.
You already know.
You already know what it is. Chicken nugget, chicken, chicken nugget, chicken. Thank you. McDonald's breakfast. I think it's second place. You got to go find a Chick-fil-A, Frank.
I will do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break here? I understand you have something for us.
I do.
Is something for the holidays, maybe?
Already? Okay.
Nah, you want to save that a little bit?
I thought we usually do that at the second hour, but whatever, man. It's all up to you. You're the boss.
Yeah, you know what? I don't need to break. I don't need to pee.
Well, we were talking about the high caloric.
The breakfast that they are incredibly disgustingly high in fat and calories.
Right, no doubt
about it. You're not getting a healthy breakfast when you go to McDonald's. You know you're in a bind. You know you're doing wrong when you go there.
You feel guilty.
Yeah, you do. And right now, I think aren't some of the places putting the calorie count, the total on the menu?
Yeah. I want Christy.com if you're there.
Her name is .com. I don't want people to say, hey, that Christy.com really knows her coffee.
Listen to me. Christy. I apologize that I'm talking about Starbucks.
You do
so
realize
much,
that she is not in the room right
now. Yes, she is.
No, I mean, she's not someone you can address verbally.
Oh, I apologize.
So just fucking speak what you're trying to say.
Now, you will admit this here. This was a bad idea. No wonder why Starbucks are closing up all over the place. I was in Starbucks, and you know those treats that they have, those big blocks of Rice Krispies treats and those big pound cakes and stuff like that?
you say it really like you're into this.
Okay. They put the amount of calories underneath each one.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a bad idea, man.
It is. It's a new trend with a lot of the restaurants. I guess Starbucks has followed suit. I don't think it's everywhere, though. I think it's – isn't that like a New York thing? Or like certain areas have to do it?
I don't know.
I don't know that I've seen it in New Jersey.
But I was going to get one of those big brick Rice Krispie treats. I found out how many calories it was, and I said, no. They're losing customers by putting that on there.
I remember the Chipotle video that we made a long time ago. After the meal at Chipotle, the huge, disgusting burrito with sour cream, delicious burrito, sour cream, guacamole, and cheese. You went to Starbucks across the way and had a breve latte, and then two of the pumpkin loaves.
Now, they were good loaves. They were good pumpkin breads.
I think you literally had 3,000 calories that day. I'm not really that far off, I think. Maybe someone can send it into it. I'm not going to do fucking calorie math.
But would you agree with me that that's a bad idea?
Yeah, I don't think they should do it. I mean, I guess it's good. I mean, people think, oh, it's just bread.
It's a good idea, obviously, but on their part, it's a bad idea because they're losing customers. That's all. That's all I got to say.
I mean, the thing is, when you look at the cake and you're hungry, you're like, it's just pumpkin bread. I mean, it might be a little bit better, but no, it's cake. It's not good for you.
If you take the slice of pumpkin bread or cake or something and you smush it up and make it real, real, real small, it's less calories when you consume it.
No, it you're an idiot. You're getting the air out of it. It weighs the same. I mean, like how could that? You're out of your mind. Why would you even have that thought? Let me get this straight. You think you would lose weight if you weigh the
amount
of food?
Say you have a half
a
gallon ice cream and you let it melt.
Yeah.
It still has the same amount of calories as when it's solid?
How many calories does fucking 32 degrees have? I mean, that's the only thing you're removing from the ice cream. You're removing temperature. Sure, maybe there may be some negligible amount of calorie loss, but, like, really, that's a fucking nutty thing to say. You're basically eating syrup and all the same fucking ingredients.
I apologize.
Is that something you truly think of? Like, you think if I reduce the size of the food but not get rid of any of the food, it's going to be different?
Like, say you could melt a half a gallon of ice cream into, like, an 8-ounce glass cup. You know, it's hard to think it's the same amount of calories, but, you know, whatever, man. But listen.
you're so retarded.
Did you have something about the all right, go ahead, go.
What? You can't just bring something up and then completely abandon it.
I didn't know what we're doing next, that's all. I apologize.
So this is you floundering, basically?
It is. I mean, you know.
You have no direction, Frank. And I've noticed this because I was on the phone with you about, I don't know, maybe a week ago. And if we rewind a bit, we had lost the show. We had to do a best of because my power went out, and I called you. You let everybody know that my power was out. There'd be a replay that night, but you gave me a lot of jabs. You gave me a lot of shit that you said I lived in a third world poor area because I had no power. Well, I was on the phone with you, and all of a sudden, Frank, what happened?
Well, I was diligently working at my computer, and the power went out.
Yeah. You lost your power.
I lost
my power.
It's
not that big of a fucking deal. You made it to be
I was
a function
helpless.
Of where I lived.
I was paralyzed.
You were. Now, what did you do? Normally, power goes out.
I just
You go and look. You check the box, the fuse box. You go get some candles. You were in your little basement.
I was in my
You were in your little
room.
Basement working. The power goes out. What happens?
I just sat. I sat there just... arms down to the side, and waiting for Donna to come home.
So your wife wasn't home?
She wasn't home. I was waiting for her to come home because I didn't know what to do.
So you knew that you knew she wasn't there, so you didn't even bother to do anything?
No, I'm not going to do anything. I got to wait till she comes home.
Why do you have to wait?
because I don't
know. Your response is that you have to wait to fix anything.
Because first of all, I wouldn't even begin to check the fuse box, the circuit breaker box, because I wouldn't even know what to do. And that's number one. Number two, I don't know what candles to utilize. I don't know which are the candles that you just have for show, and which are the ones that you utilize. I don't know. So I had to just wait for her to come home.
You look at the ones with black wicks. Pretty much, they've been used. You should really familiarize yourself with things. Basically, is what it boils down to. You knew she wasn't home, so you didn't bother doing anything because you knew it would just get taken care of anyway.
When she comes home, it'll get taken care of. There's no point in me doing anything. So I just sat in the chair in the dark, just staring
at
the
And she
space.
Came home right away, right?
It was about an hour and a half.
So you were conscious for an hour and a half sitting in pure darkness.
I just sat there in darkness. Like I'm in a comatose state of some sort.
You were trying to do work, and the nature of your work requires electricity, right?
Exactly.
Now, what time of day did it go out?
Oh, man.
Let's just put it this way. Was it during the normal 9 to 5 hour workday?
No.
So it was maybe like 6?
I think it was around 7:30.
So 7:30. You should have been, you don't have a commute. You should have been done working for about 2.5 hours.
To my basement.
So you should have been done working for about 2.5 hours. However,
yes.
You don't work a normal 9 to 5 workday.
I don't. I don't know how to work a normal. I don't even know what that is. I get too distracted.
You take all the work that you have to get done that day.
Yes.
And you spread it out over a 24-hour period.
I do. I spread the work out over 24 hours.
And every time anybody talks to you, it's always, not now, dude. I got to do some work. I'm doing work. It's fucking 2 a.m. When do you sleep?
I have a hard time. I have a short attention span, so I can work.
Come on. I'm doing reports. Come on.
I'll go to bed at 1 and then I'll get up at 3.
Yeah, I know. You absolutely would. And the thing is, we know you get sleep because we talked about it last week. Your video of your little experiment. You recorded yourself sleeping.
I recorded myself sleeping. And I forwarded it to you and whatever.
And it's up there. Now you go to frankandbarb.com and you'll see Frank sleeping. Now this isn't at night. This isn't a normal sleeping hour.
This was 2 in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon when you should be working. You should be. Well, you should basically say, I'm going to wake up, and at 9, I'm going to start. At 5, I'm going to be done. In between, I'm going to do nothing but work. And then you'll have so much more free time. But instead, you take a little bit of this, you take a little nap, you talk to so-and-so, you listen to this, you do that. And then, fucking, oh my God, it's 2 a.m., I have done nothing.
Right.
And then when you're about to start working on it, the fucking power goes out, and now you're sitting in the dark, not knowing what the fuck to do.
Well, like you, you're able to do your work and other things at the same time. I don't know how you do it, man.
There's a little task that I can do. I can do more than one thing at the same time. Now, people are able to hear and use their hands and do other things. For example, you could hear a command, and you could stop doing something with your fingers, with your hands. It's called multitasking. You can absorb information, and you can perform a task at the same time.
All right. Say you were one of your favorite movies is, say, Coming to America. Isn't that correct?
That is true.
Okay. Say you were doing your work and Coming to America came on the TV. Would you have a hard time concentrating on your work?
No, I mean, I've seen Coming to America a million times. I can quote the entire movie.
You know the point I'm trying to make here. All right.
The distraction would come with visual things because I have to use my eyes to work. So if I'm looking at this, I'm not able to work. And that's probably what you have. Maybe someone sends you a video. Maybe you see some picture or something like that. You start looking at things, and now your eyes that you need to work are diverted on something else. You're looking and doing something else, and now work is pushed off for another couple hours. I can hear things. I can listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, The Awful Hour, theawfulhour.com. I can listen to all these things while I'm working.
I notice sometimes, a lot of times, you listen to the Ron and Fez show while you're working.
I do. I do.
And periodically, you'll text something in the room periodically. How you do that, I have no idea.
I'll hear something. I'll decide to stop working for about 30 seconds, and I'll type something. And then I'll go back to work. It's really not hard. You just have to be disciplined to know that from a certain time, you are working. Granted, it's a little bit of a, you know, I really shouldn't be listening to stuff. I shouldn't be on Pal Talk. I shouldn't be doing these things. But I get my work done, Frank. Maybe you just can't do these things from that time. If you banned every other thing from your life from 9 to 5, you'd have a lot more free time to do things. You really would. It would be such a so much of a better thing for you. But no, you're going to live your same frantic life, which only allows you to have, 2 hours to sleep. How often do you sleep? How many hours a night do you sleep?
During the night, I typically sleep no more than maybe 3.5.
Hmm. 3.5? Yeah, I think
then, I usually go to bed 2. Well, I usually go to bed around 1 and get up around, like, for example, yeah, whatever. It's all good. I'll figure it out.
Are you going to take a quick nap now? Cuz I got to take a leak.
Let's take a nice little Christmas time break.
So this is a Christmas song. Is this your favorite song?
In keeping with my 80s tradition, and most Christmas songs were written in the 40s and 50s. I've chosen a song that was written in the 80s, Christmas song.
Well, it is Christmas time. Why don't we hear a little bit of Frank's favorite Christmas song? We'll be right back. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
I understand you have something for us tonight?
I do. I have a little ditty that I'd like to play for you.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Okay. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second. I apologize. Okay. This new wave group formed in the early 80s from Kent, Ohio. Let me start this over again because I don't know where I'm...
For the love of God!
Please, just calm down. You know what? I'm not going to put up with your bullshit tonight. I'm not going to put up with your sarcasm and
attitude. What kind of bullshit? What bullshit?
I'm not putting up with your effing attitude.
Tell me about your fucking new wave song or whatever the fuck. Just go!
All right. Just calm down. My head hurts a little bit. Calm down.
I'm doing my best.
Best known for their song, I Know What Boys Like, this new wave group, formed in the early 80s from Kent, Ohio, produced this song on a hot summer August day in 1981. Unfortunately, the lead singer has since passed, as has the band, as... Fuck! I was doing that perfectly, too. Perfect! Alright, let me start off. Best known for their song, I Know What Boys Like, this new wave group formed in the 19-early... Best known... All right, just give me a break just to recoup my bearings.
Yeah,
hold on.
Take a break.
Okay. Their music had a post-punk sensibility. What am I saying? I'm reading. I don't even know what the fuck I'm even saying.
Come on. For the love of God, just fucking say what it is.
All right. This group formed in the early 1980s from Kent, Ohio, best known for their song I Know What Boys Like. The following tune was recorded on a hot summer August day in 1981. Lead singer was described for her voice as being cheeky, dry, and knowing. A playful sexiness, if you will. Unfortunately, the lead singer of this group has since passed on, and the group has since broken up. However, this song will live forever. A&P has provided me with the world's smallest turkey, already in the oven, nice and hot. Oh, damn. Guess what I forgot? It's the waitresses with Christmas wrapping. Hit it!
The humbug, but that's too strong, 'cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush, just 'cause it's 'tis the season.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Oh, welcome back. It's your Tuesday Night Miracle on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Check us out at DJNewStyleShow.com. Download old episodes. Subscribe. Get us on your MP3 iPod device that you take with you and do things with. Anyway, our friend Germ Freak is back. I hope you had a very nice little mini nap. The listeners did as well while listening to your favorite holiday song.
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Let's repeat this 5,000 times. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Holy shit! Almighty.
Oh, get over it. Get over it.
One time a year, I guess we have to endure it. It is Christmas time. Sorry, Jews. It is the holiday season, I mean.
How do you think, like, when the... And first I want to preface by saying that I'm what I ask here is honestly... Like people who are not Christian, like Jewish kids, like what did their parents tell them, like when Santa Claus, all that talk with Santa, like what did their parents say to them? You know, didn't they yearn for Santa Claus when they were little?
They probably said, you know, all that fun stuff and the decorating and all the presents, it's all based on lies. So here's some socks and erasers, and spin this little top. We'll give you some fucking chocolate coins.
I mean, that clay.
We're the best.
They had the clay dreidel and the chocolate coins, but I mean, didn't they just feel awful because we were having so much fun? I mean, I don't know. I
agree, and we have lots of fun, especially when we get calls. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a non-Jewish germ freak. Who's that?
This is David.
Oh, hi, David. How are you? What do you have for us?
Yeah. Well, Frank, speaking of Christmas, are you going to take down the Christmas stuff this year again on Christmas Day?
Well, I do it the day after Christmas.
David, are you gonna leave yours up year round? Because Santa's the coolest.
You're funny, Ken.
I am. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate your call. It's a fact. I am pretty goddamn funny.
Like in school, kids who were Jewish would say to me, "Oh, but we get 8 days of gifts. You only get one."
Yeah, that's a bunch of shit. It's a bunch of shit, and you hear it every year. Hanukkah is not that important of a holiday. Seems like a Me Too holiday to me, if you ask me. If you ask me? Me Too! Me Too! Let me have another holiday! Let me have something! That looks fun. Just put up a tree. It's already in existence. You know, by now, does anybody really, really, really focus on Jesus? I mean, a lot of people do, believe me. But by and large, I have to believe a lot of people that celebrate Christmas don't really give a shit about Jesus. So I don't think that people are going to be that staunchly for or against other people putting up a tree, wearing a shitty sweater, and giving gifts. So if you want to enjoy that part of it, feel free. And watch our little cartoons. We've got many, many deliciously amazing cartoons you can enjoy from the ranks of Rankin Bass.
Rankin and Bass. They were the pioneers, if you will.
They were they were responsible for... Several, many of which I did not see, like the Heat Miser shit. I had the whole collection.
I didn't know if you were aware of that.
I didn't. I would never have expected a 40-year-old man to tout his possession of a collection of clay movies. But that's okay.
Which one have you seen?
I've seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I defy you to find an American that hasn't. An American that's old enough, obviously. The thing is, they play it every year, Frank. We've watched it as
and
we grew up.
And they played on network television.
Yes, network television. Everybody saw this. You saw it as a kid. You probably saw it every year since. It's pretty much impossible to avoid. I've seen it so many times that, I mean, I have my own little impressions of some of the characters.
Well, I you remind me of Herbie because you're a little effeminate like he was.
Excuse me?
A Herbie.
Excuse me?
I apologize.
Herbie the elf?
Yeah, Herbie.
He wanted to be, he's just a misfit. He wanted to be a dentist.
He wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Your son. Anyway, I could
Excuse
do...
Me?
Well, your son wants to be a dentist, and he doesn't want to make toys. He wants to walk the balance beam and walk hand in hand with his friend Kyle. It's okay.
Let's not go there, okay? Thank you.
We won't go. It is the holiday season, Frank. It is.
The whole Rudolph
Christmas!
The Red-Nosed Reindeer, that Rankin and Bass movie, though... I did get a little choked up. There were parts of the movie that got me very choked up.
I have to say, there are some sad parts. There are some parts of that movie, as faggoty as it may be to admit.
There's a particular tune.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the? We might have the same sad part.
Let me describe the situation. It's when Rudolph is talking to Clarice.
Clarice. First of all, why did they give the love interest a black woman's name? That's what I want to know. I always thought Rudolph, You know, maybe he's German, possibly Italian. Maybe they just took off the O. And now he's with Clarice. And that's not the struggle? I mean, Bronx Tale hadn't even been put out yet. I mean, you can't even fucking say that. This was cutting edge. But are you talking about the part where his little artificial nose pops off?
Right.
And
he goes from sounding like he has a stuffed nose to talking regular again.
Yes. This.
And by the way, just a little tidbit of information. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer played, voice was a woman, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, my God.
Does that change your perception of it?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
I have the clip right here, actually, of this, of what I deem to be the saddest part of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie. But let's take a quick quick call here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Nothing. I can tell you were going to be somebody, but not tonight. Might want to try calling back. This is the clip right here.
Lucky today, was I? I wish...
Oh, that gets me right in the heart, man.
It cuts you like a knife. Listen to this. It's basically like, yeah, your life really sucks now, but don't worry, you'll have several years to wait before your dreams finally come through. It's just fucking miserable, Frank. This really does make you sad, right?
There's two parts of the movie that make me very sad. That's the first part. It breaks my heart. As a child, I can remember there watching the television, sitting Indian style, and actually getting choked up. And
you would sit Indian style.
I kept turning my head
to
make sure none of my family members saw me starting to cry.
as a little boy, you were really nervous about being seen crying.
I would get very choked up in that movie. There was two parts in the
movie.
What
was the part that made you like get a little weepy?
There was a part in the movie where Rudolph is shacked up with Yukon Cornelius and Herbie in a house because they're escaping of some sort. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was afraid that his nose would give away the location because he was afraid the Bumbles would get him.
That's true.
And so what happened was Rudolph left the house and went out on his own.
He did.
That's what makes me scared.
he left and he went out on his own and he was never to be heard from again until the end of the movie. And that made you really sad.
Made me very sad.
To see him go away on the ice. Just to
when that little piece of ice broke off and he was floating to who knows where, I would start the tears to come down my face.
It's all better because at the end of the movie, he became, he became the head puller of the sleigh.
That's true.
What kind of an aspiration is this? I want to have fucking leather straps tying me down into a position of work, right? I mean, like, what is that? I want to be a slave, basically, for a fat white man. Like, well, I don't understand. Ready, Santa! And then he takes off and does his little fucking job. It's awful. Rudolph was such a fucking queer. No offense.
You know what? He was very a little effeminate. But now I realize because he was played by a female, that's probably why. I don't think he really ever.
I'll ever be good enough.
I don't think he ever.
Always tomorrow. Frank, is that gay?
Well. There's always tomorrow.
Can you sing
our dreams to come true?
Can you sing along with it? Would you sing along with it for just a little bit?
Yes.
Believe in your dreams come what may. There's always tomorrow.
Holy shit.
So much to do.
Frank, for your dream of becoming a singer, there will never be a tomorrow.
But listen to me. Let me get to my point with Rudolph. I don't think Rudolph was ever interested in Clarice. I think it was just a ruse in order to show the other reindeers that he could attract the women.
Really? This is what he was a latent deer homosexual, is what you're saying.
When he was a child, he was a little feminine. He turned out to a nice buck, but he was a little feminine.
I have to agree with you. I'm going to say 316-768-4472.
This is Rudolph.
Rudolph! Wow, you're...
oh, my God!
This is amazing!
Rudolph!
I don't appreciate the Jew freak and the gay comments.
Oh, that's...
Rudolph, I'm sorry. It's just the way you come off sometimes. You're just a little gay. You know what I'm saying? I apologize.
Wishful thinking, Baldy.
Oh, boy.
Rudolph, what do you have
for
us?
Hey, I'm glad I caught you guys. We're on the way back home, and I'm going to go see my mom and dad. You know who's with me? Santa Claus is with me. You want to talk to Santa?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, Santa.
Oh, this is Santa Claus. We're going into the cave. We're going to go see Rudolph's parents. They're gone, Rudolph.
Eat, Papa! Eat!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is awful. That is all you need to do, and everybody will know what you're talking about. This movie, though, Frank, it is a classic. I can't get down with the other ones. But now you see a lot of people with the decorations. You see little
yes.
things that people put out on their shelves. They have the little Bumble or whatever. They have Rudolph with his nose so bright.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but I have the official Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I have that blown up on my front lawn. It's the official one.
The blow-up little inflatable thing.
No, this is huge.
Oh, the inflatable lawn thing.
Yes.
Now, I have a little bit of an issue with the way people decorate their yards. Try to set a fucking scene, okay? I understand you purchased every fucking little inflatable thing ever. The Grinch and fucking Snoopy do not belong together on your fucking front yard.
They fucking throw everything on that lawn. There's no perception. There's no. It's just a bunch of hog blah blah.
And sometimes you get like incorrect Santas or like there's problems with their Santa. Like it's not an official Santa Claus.
Right. And I hate when they have 3,000 Santa. There's only one Santa Claus. You can only have one Santa Claus on your front lawn. You can only have one Rudolph. When you have more than one Rudolph, you get confused. Which is the right Rudolph? When you this is what.
So you think it's like a Bruce Lee movie? You're looking breaking mirrors until you find the real Santa.
I mean, it's okay to have different candy canes and different reindeers as long as it's not Rudolph. But to have it's not good.
Are you obsessed or does this make you mad when you see like on the yard they have a Santa Claus? And then along the driveway, they have the candy canes. And they're the same fucking height as Santa Claus.
They have to be to scale. It shows that the people who put that up don't have any perception of artistic reality.
I agree. It shouldn't look like you just fucking basically threw everything out of your garage and plugged it all in.
Right.
Make it look decent.
I also do not like the decorations where they have Santa Claus on a Harley Davidson or in a race car. He should only be in a sleigh. He should not be on a motorcycle with glasses on.
Santa should not have fucking leisure time.
There's a neighbor who has Santa Claus with a bandana and shades on, and it's just not right. It's not the perception you want to give your kids, you know what I'm saying?
Or you see him.
You want to have him in a sleigh.
The perception you give your kids. It's not wholesome enough for the kids. He, you see him sometimes fishing or doing some other weird non-Santa activities. You'll even see it in ornaments. Sometimes they have Santa Claus in like fucking, like surf shorts on a fucking surfboard.
Right.
Like in July, Santa has to fucking break it down, but he can't get rid of the hat. It's a fucking embarrassment. Make your yard look nice. And also update your fucking decorations. If you've made the fucking commitment to put all this shit out that people drive around and look at your house, at least every 30 years, maybe you should consider throwing something out. I know your purchase of a plastic Joseph in 1974 was really, really a big time in your life. But, 2008, maybe you look at the lack of paint on it and throw it the fuck away.
Yeah, I never understood where, they'd have the nativity set and then a couple of inches away they'd have, Santa on a Harley Davidson. It just didn't make sense.
A fucking huge blow-up Grinch and then the nativity.
And we all know those 1960s or those lawn things that they're all faded and everything. Give them up. Get some new stuff. Whatever.
It's a fucking a nightmare. And I don't really require much of people that decorate their houses, But at least put some fucking effort in. Throw a net light on your goddamn hedge.
And you have those lazy fucks who all they do is they put a spotlight on their fucking wreath on their goddamn door. Like, yeah. That's fucking original.
Oh, I'm going to put a red one on the left side of the house and get, and then I'm going to put a white one in the middle and then a green one on the other side. So people think it's fucking, Christmas. But in reality, it's for all my fucking, paisans.
Now, why are you talking Italian? I'm not sure.
Yeah, because Christmas is the perfect time for Italian people to... this is all year round. To wear the Italian flag on their body. Yeah. They always do it. It's only justified in fucking December because it could be confused with holiday cheer, but it's not. It's fucking awful.
All my lights on my house are only four colors. They're either red, green, white, or blue. They're only four. I only have four colors on my home.
Blue? What are you, fucking Jewish?
No, blue is the color. When you see those blue lights, it just gives you a good feeling inside. You see those, especially when somebody has all blue. It's just a very, very good feeling.
No, see now what happens is we would drive around and look at the lights, and when you'd see a blue house, say, "Oh, they're Jews." 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? No go. That's the number to call, 316-768-4472. If you want to be a part of the show, I appreciate it. Frank appreciates it. He doesn't say it, but he appreciates it. The houses with just the blue lights, I always had this connotation of like, oh, they're celebrating Hanukkah. Because you see the half of a fucking end cap in a Walmart for the Hanukkah decorations. And they have like blue everything. Blue lights, whatever. And don't put blue on your house. If it's the only color, don't put blue. You're sending the wrong religious message. So you use blue and three other colors, and that's it. No purple, no orange. You don't see those as Christmas colors.
Those aren't Christmas colors. They're Halloween and fall colors.
Do you think that people will ever start putting lights up for everything? Or is it only Christmas?
Well,
now?
People put the lights up for Valentine's Day. They put the red lights up for Valentine's Day. And some
so what do you
put
call
the
lights? What do you call the lights? If you put if you say hey, go get the you're gonna say Christmas lights. It's never like get the Halloween lights.
Yeah,
never. Nobody has that much fun with any other holiday, and this is something that spans all beliefs and everything. We used to drive around and look at these things. This is an activity. You go and you look at all the other poor fucking saps who are gonna have leaky roofs in February when all the snow melts and goes into their staple holes. You would ever do this? Would you just get in the car, drive around, and look at the lit up?
I actually enjoy looking at the houses. I like to pull the car over and just envision myself what it would be like to. Sometimes, like I feel like I'm in a winter wonderland. Excuse the cliche term, but I like to, like, if they have a nice, if some people take the effort and have a nice scenery, I like to put myself in the spot of where the figurines are and pretend like I'm actually within among them. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You want to walk around around you.
Yeah, I want to walk on the lawn and just pretend like I'm part of it. You know, I'll pretend like I'm part of this fictitious fantasy world.
I have a lot of respect for the people that still use those glass bulb, those huge lights, the big bulb lights on their evergreen tree.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when there's a school nearby, because you know kids are walking by pulling them off the fucking string.
Yeah, those things are just outrageous.
Yeah, they don't fucking last long.
No.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Is your phone working yet? Guess not. I'm gonna say to that person, just start talking. If you call in, just start talking.
you have particular Christmas songs that you enjoy or some that you don't like?
I pretty much hate all Christmas music.
I see.
But if I have to listen to some, I kind of like the non. Well, they've become conventional, but I don't like the Bing Crosby fucking Gene Autry ones. I like maybe Rocking Around the Christmas Tree or something like that, because it reminds me of whenever an action movie has a horrific scene during Christmas time. That's always the song that's playing in the background. You hear rocking around the Christmas tree, and then somebody comes in and kidnaps or rapes somebody. That's what happens. And I think it's nice to have that and think that at any given moment your holiday could be interrupted and your life could be ruined. I mean, you probably like the old classic ones. I mean, you made us sit through fucking Christmas rapping, which I don't really consider a classic. But I mean, where do you stand when it comes to Christmas music?
I love Burl Ives. I like the traditional songs that were made popular by the singers that made them popular. I don't like these remakes because they just don't get you into the good feeling of things.
Every year, there's got to be somebody coming out with a fucking Christmas album. The new, like, there'll probably be a fucking Jonas Brothers Christmas album where these three little homos are going to sing a Winter Wonderland or have a Holly Jolly Christmas or something like that. It's just, it's the next greatest hits album. That's basically what it is. When they have no original music to do, they'll either do an acoustic covers album, shittycovers.tumblr.com, or they'll do greatest hits or the holiday album. And it's always the Christmas songs that are overdone. Yeah, the originals are great. I was just burned out on it. I can't do it. You have a favorite song, though? I mean, it's not really Christmas rapping.
I like probably my favorite of all time is Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives.
Really? Now that's from the Rankin and Bass, right?
I don't know if it's from there. I just think he did the song. It may be. I can't remember offhand. But I think Santa Claus is Coming to Town has been done numerous times by various artists.
Bruce Springsteen is just the worst.
Yeah.
Straining at his fucking the back of his throat to sing this fucking terrible song. It's misery. I mean, when I think about it, I only enjoy Christmas songs because it inspires the prospect of misery. I mean, what happens? Anything that goes wrong during the holidays, you're going to associate it with a certain Christmas song or something like that. And that's the only reason I'll give it any credibility. The songs have become flat and meaningless. And the emotion goes from the song with every single remake. Just fucking terrible. Now, I'm trying to look for these songs here. You don't like when they do the covers. That's correct, right?
No, I don't like it at all.
So like Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the best for you.
That's the best one. You can't get better than that.
Let's hear a little clip of that. I'm sure everybody's heard it. Classic little bells and shit going off.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
It's got the same classic
Comet,
time.
Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Tells the tale.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer?
Yes,
of
I
all?
Recall it because I've heard it every year. Thank you very much. That's the version to go with. If you're gonna listen to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's the version you're gonna go with. There's no fucking reason to have a new one. We don't need a new one. And even though he's dead, I'm still going to condemn the work of Ray Charles. Why did you fucking make this? Why? It's not a fucking cop drama. It's a song about a reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'm not looking for my saved can of bacon fat. I'm sitting around and I'm either enjoying a fucking hot chocolate or I'm hating the song I'm listening to, which is the case now. Don't fucking remake the same song. And if you're going to do it, at least stick to the fucking formula. Don't jazz it up or make it a little bluesy. Well, how does this make you feel? You hear Ray Charles do this.
It's bluesy. I don't want bluesy.
Bluesy. You don't like blues on Christmas.
I put together... some different versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, you did.
And I want to know if you want to just check them out to see if there's ones that you like.
Now, do you have the classic one that's in this little thing right here? Let me just see. I guess this is the acceptable version, right? Oh no, that's just a little thing. Okay, so you have different versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, and I want to know if you'd be able to guess who does it, okay. Who it is.
I'm just clicking on. Of course, I'm gonna go eat some Taylor ham. I'm gonna go spray my hair up into a fucking frothy nest, and I'm gonna go get a denim jacket with buttons all over it, and then go jerk off into a fucking pot of fucking.
So I see you're a big fan.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right.
And then I'm going to go sleep under a boardwalk and then
assault
family
members. It's kind of boring, isn't it?
Yeah, he's making a list and he's checking it twice.
He sings like he has anal fissures, and you would know.
By the way, my anal fissure is cleared up.
Well, Bruce Springsteen will do that. So that's obviously Bruce Springsteen. I'm correct there. I mean, everybody
yes,
knows
Yes, you
that,
are correct. Everybody knows that.
A little bit What's of a game. A little bit of a game here.
What's the next one
who
there?
Who is the artist to do this version? I'm clicking on it's random links. I don't know who it is. We'll see. And these are all Santa Claus is coming to town?
It's all Santa Claus is coming to town. This artist chose
Wait, did you say Santa Claus? Joe Pesci from Home Alone? You fuck.
Well, that's how I say it. This one has a very long intro.
Oh, that's nice.
Not too long.
Well, I've but never heard it. I'm going to predict that Mike Nice enjoys this version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town and possibly has a poster of the artist performing it. Is this Mariah Carey?
This is her.
It opens up exactly like that All I Want for Christmas Is You song. It's exactly the same opening. So I guess she says she hits the Christmas button in her fucking studio and then starts singing.
There's nothing I ever enjoyed. I never. Her music is awful. She sounds like a porpoise when she sings. When she sings that high note, she sounds like a goddamn porpoise.
A porpoise?
A porpoise.
Well, let's see how it works. Just fucking miserable. Yeah, I can't stand her either. I don't understand how people enjoy Mariah Carey
she's so,
music.
Every single one of her songs are so boring.
Boring. All right, so let's try the next one. I just figured it was Mariah Carey. It sounded exactly like her other Christmas hit that everybody seems to clamor for. Now this, let's hear this one. It's a little bit, He's coming. Oh boy. He's coming. You better watch out. I have no idea what the fuck this is.
This is going back a while.
Is this anybody that I would ever have ever heard of?
I'm sure you've heard of it.
Can you give me their other hits? One of their other hits.
Let me think.
Wait.
They were a popular television show in the 60s.
It is not the Brady Bunch, as they didn't live in a house of sin with Sam the Butcher and Alice, who receives the meat. But it is, in fact, the Partridge Family.
It's the Partridge Family.
The Partridge Family. Ed had it in there.
I like this version.
You like this one?
I do.
Probably reminds you of a simpler time.
Not bad.
I bet you it reminds the band members singing of drug abuse. That's probably what it reminds them of. So we have a couple more here. Let's play this one. I don't know who this is. Again, as I've said before, I just don't know who it is. Sounds a little rocking. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can we get Mike Nice's grandpa on the phone? Sounds like a Motown type thing. Is this the Supremes?
Yes, it is, right off the bat!
Yes, I'm a genius!
Right off the bat!
It had that Motown sound. I could tell that they weren't making any money off of this, just by the soul in their voice. So I knew it was the Supremes. Very good. Let's go to the next one here.
Just to recap here, out of the four we've played so far, do you have a favorite?
Out of the four? I don't even remember.
We had Bruce Springsteen, which you despise.
Can't stand it.
Mariah Carey is no good.
No.
Partridge Family? Not bad.
Not bad. I will say not bad. Now,
what about the Supremes version?
The Supremes is just, for, you know, that's for the games.
All right. The next one is a duet.
Okay, let's see this. This has got to be like Frank Sinatra. out. No.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus. Do I have to guess both artists, or was this a popular...
Both artists.
Was this a popular duet?
This was a duet on Frank Sinatra's duet album before he passed.
Well, I'm guessing Frank Sinatra for one of them.
Frank Sinatra. And who was the woman?
I can't tell who the woman is. Is it his daughter?
She likes to have fun, that's all I'll say.
Madonna?
No.
Well, oh, wait, no, Cyndi Lauper. I'm sorry.
Cyndi Lauper.
Wow. You know, Madonna does like to have fun. Oh, goodness.
It's a big band type of...
A little jazzy kind of feel. It's like, you know, Grandpa's going to get ready to go upstairs and just fucking pass out after drinking too much liquor for Christmas.
Right. All right.
Classy version there, Frank. I don't know.
You're still, Partridge Family is still top for you.
I would say that's the tops right now.
All right. Let's go to the next one.
That's the first one I wasn't able to get. I was unable to get out of how many? Five?
Yes.
Whatever. Let's see the next one here. Let's see. This is 80s. You can hear that fucking synth. I wish they didn't have such fucking long intros. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Oh my god, this is fucking terrible. I have no idea who this is. All right, Christy.com says Miley Cyrus.
That's correct.
Are you kidding?
Miley Cyrus, daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus, a.k.a. Yeah. Icky Bricky Heart.
Yeah, I would rather hear Billy Ray fucking sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town than Miley Cyrus.
You like that version?
I don't like listening to the song with an erection. So let's go to the next one. Next one here. Who sings this version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Frank is trying to stump me. He stumped me twice. Let's see. Sounds like fucking Brady Bunch or something. Greg! Cindy! Is this... Oh, God. This is so unmistakably Ray Charles.
Yeah, this is Ray Charles. I knew you'd get it because you heard it before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, everybody's
heard
that.
The other Ray Charles song.
Yeah, whenever you hear that fucking I'm on heroin drawl, you know it's Ray Charles.
I didn't say it, you did.
Oh, well, hey.
Next one.
We got just a couple more here. Who sings this, Santa Claus is Coming to Town? I have no idea what this is. Watch out, better not cry. Oh, God, there it is. Did they have to do that in every song? Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
That's it. Now, do you like
the
this
Jersey movie? Boys? No, I hate that. Whenever I hear, I turn the fucking song off. Like this. See that? Turned it off immediately.
I think we got. So you're still Partridge Family still?
I'm gonna go with Partridge Family right now.
Right?
We just have a couple more here.
We have two more, I think.
Two more. Who sings this version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Let's see. Oh, God, come on. That would be the Jackson 5.
That's Jackson 5, that's, Michael Jackson.
That's
himself.
Probably more... Which one do you think is the more recognizable one? The Bruce Springsteen or this?
I'm white, so I'd say Bruce Springsteen.
That's racist.
I didn't mean it to be racist. I apologize if I meant it that way. I
disagree with it. Last one. Last one. You probably went with the most obscure one here, I'm going to guess. Let's see. Is this Aerosmith?
That's Aerosmith!
Aerosmith sucks balls. I don't work on cars, I don't fix boat engines, so therefore I don't like Aerosmith.
There you have it.
There you have it. Santa Claus! The thing I hate about these remakes is they always have to work their little trademark fucking scream into it. Frankie Valli. Steven Tyler. I don't know Miley Cyrus's trademark scream, but I guarantee some law-breaking 20-year-old underwear model probably does. This is garbage, right? Were you ever a fan of Aerosmith?
Well, obviously, when they in the late 80s, when they had, you know, the whole dude looks like a lady thing, yeah, everybody was a fan of that. Ugh. I mean, come on.
It's funny that you test my ability to hear things. You wanted me to try and figure out who the artist is here, Frank. We were having a discussion, and I wanted to know, do you think it's possible if you can infer somebody's physical appearance from their voice correctly?
Well, let me think about this.
When I say physical appearance, Frank, I'm talking about their, you know, are they fat or are they not fat?
Wait, let me get this straight. You're telling me that you could tell if somebody's overweight by the way they talk, just hearing their voice?
Yes, absolutely you can.
Now, you're talking somebody who's obese, not somebody who's just got a few pounds overweight.
Now, yeah, I'm taking all of this out of the equation. My insane definition of fat is just removed from this. So I'm going to say, I don't think that you are able to. I know I can. I can definitely do this. But we're
You think you can?
I've captured a few clips from some video blogs on YouTube, female video blogs on YouTube, and I want you to tell me if the girl is fat or not fat. Now, this is a case of fat where there is no question that this girl is fat or not fat, and you have to hear it in the voice. Do you think you're up to the challenge?
I'm no doubt about it.
Well, then why don't we start this off, fat or not fat, with number one here. Let's hear this one. Can you tell by her voice alone?
Tonight was the Oscars. I went over to my friend's house and I watched it. It was very fun. I really liked Jon Stewart. I thought he was good. I liked the part where he was talking about how there's sweet talk.
This is too easy, this one.
All right, what is this?
She is obviously obese fat.
Okay, you think she is obese?
Yes, you could just tell it.
You know, and they're all kind of like...
She's doing little impressions and talking about movies on the internet. Of course she's fat. She is insanely obese. She is fat.
Now, how could you how was that I was able to tell? Because of her breathing or her gulpiness or what?
I don't know if it's content or if it's the times she takes a breath or how she behaves, but you can just tell by hearing a person's voice whether or not they're a fat, disgusting mess. We'll try the next one here, Frank. Try the next one here. Is this person fat or not fat?
Hi, I'm Brookers, and this is my how to make a video blog.
Hear the voice. Whoa, production value.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, so I'm going to attempt to do another reoccurring bit, unlike my.
Okay, Frank, do you have an answer?
Reoccurring bits that didn't.
I'm
really
guessing.
Okay.
Keep in mind,
she's doing an instructional video on how to do video blogs. And she says she has reoccurring bits. Is she fat or is she not fat?
I'm going to guess not fat.
Not fat. You are correct. She is not a fat person. Not at all. She's a little kooky and a little bit disgusting in the face. But she is not fat by any classification of this. Not at all. So far, nail on the head. Nail on the head.
I'm good.
You're fair at this, I'll say. Next one here. Fat? Not fat.
My biggest pet peeve is being late. I hate it more than anything. I'm so early for everything I do. It's ridiculous, I know. But I'll always be at least 10 minutes early for pretty much everything.
You have an answer for
movies.
This one.
I hate being late.
Qualify it a little.
I can hear that. I can hear it in her voice that breathiness, trying to get oxygen. So I'm going to say she's fat.
She's talking about pet peeves. She doesn't like when people are late.
Right.
I have to say, Frank, you're wrong. She is not fat. Not fat. Completely annoying and overly into herself, but not fat. Guys who wear their pants. Internet, this is my opinion. Oh, God.
Well, I'm still two for three.
Okay, well, you lost that one.
I apologize.
Let's try this one here. Tell me, Frank, is she fat or not fat?
I'm going to do another blog because the picture that's on my YouTube right now, I don't like it. I'm like, you know,
kind of sexy.
I'm going to do a short video. And hopefully sultry they'll voice. Get a better picture up.
Yeah, she's got that white, that trashy girl voice. Yeah.
A little bit.
Say, so.
Like some kind of like a, like maybe she would do like the phone sex type thing, or she would probably talk dirty to people in chat. People are saying she's thin.
I'm going to say she's not fat.
You're wrong. She's completely fat. And not only is she fat, there was no negative space on her YouTube cam. the fucking entire 4:3 aspect ratio camera was filled with flesh, eyes, and fucking wrinkles. It was disgustingly awful. And I think her blog was Fat Girl Blog. and she, I guess, makes a little bit of fun at herself. Gigantic. Gigantic. Let's try the next one here, Frank. Let's see if you can get this one. Okay. Sorry. Didn't play.
Hey, it's been a while, huh? Well, since I've last made a couple of videos, I've had a few other things kind of go on. I guess New Year's for me has come early because all of a sudden I decide I'm working out and I'm going to start tanning.
Uh-oh.
So if you can tell, I'm a little darker.
Uh-oh.
I haven't been working out that much, so I can't really claim that.
But, yeah, okay. Let's analyze this a little bit, Frank. She mentioned,
well, she mentioned
working out and going tanning.
Right. So she's
this is a mixed bag. How many fat girls have you said or have you heard say, I'm starting to work out and I'm tanning because it shows a fucking definition of your muscles or whatever. There's always excuses, but you heard her voice. What was your analysis of this woman? Do you need to hear it again?
I need to hear it again.
Let's hear it again here, real quick.
It's been a while, huh? Well, since I've last made a couple of videos, I've had a few other things kind of go on.
I'm gonna say that this is pretty clean cut. I think.
I'm gonna say she's fat.
You are incorrect. You're very incorrect. Listen, there's no noises between words.
I can't really claim that, but this is me in my gym clothes. If you do want
to. Yeah, she's talking about her gym clothes to lonely men, basically to get attention.
Now let me get this straight. These are like obese women. Like, are these are really fat women?
Chris is saying that she's thin, but her boyfriend says she's fat. So she has to go to the gym to keep her man. And that's probably the truth. But I think that more pressing than that is she has an intense and insatiable hunger for attention. Now, what were you saying? What was your quip?
I just want to... Now, these are like women who are like huge.
If they're fat, they're fucking gigantic.
You're talking at least 100 pounds overweight.
If they're fat, they are like you minus a foot in height.
Excuse me?
If you took a foot in height off of you, what kind of a woman would you have?
Well, you know what I am classified as, so...
Well, what does your BMI classify you as?
I am morbidly obese.
Yes, you're already morbidly obese. You take away a foot in height, you're going to be like fucking died from being morbidly obese. Let's try the next one here. I'm not sure actually which one I played.
Hi, I'm Betty J. Harness Ferry, and I'm gonna sing Under the Boardwalk.
She's
for you
gonna
guys.
Sing. She's singing to you too.
Get a little bit of how my voice is and how my personality is, and see if you like what you sing.
Chris says skinny. Phenom says fat. Mark Doc says huge.
When the sun beats down and melts the tar up on the roof.
The tar on the roof.
And your shoes
irony.
Get so hot, you wish your tired feet.
See, there we go. Chris. Chris might have it, but what do you think?
I don't hear any breathiness. I don't hear the fact that she's trying to get breath, you know, she's not struggling. So I'm going to say she's skinny, not fat.
Dead wrong. As Chris soon realized, Best in Show Chris from Best in Show Radio, Thursday nights on Heroes Talk, 8 to 11. Check him out, bestinshowradio.com. He had it right when he said, fuck, she sings fat. She is disgustingly fat. And Mike Nice might be related to him. Let's just say that. Next one on the agenda, Frank.
Yes.
Is this person fat or not fat? We're playing video blogs of women on YouTube just to determine if we can hear fatness.
So anyway, I just wanted to say, wish my friend who's in the hospital well, and her mom. I don't know, I guess they're, I don't know how they're doing right now, but I wanted to say this, when my friend gets out of the hospital, she can watch these videos and know I was all thinking right. about her. So, and then I'm sure she'll, I hope she feels better.
Do you have an answer? Soon.
Not fat.
You're going to say she's not fat?
Yes.
Nugget Man says fat. Best in Show Chris says exploding. Boater says it's a trick. Not. She's fat. You are wrong, Frank. This woman is gigantic. Gigantic. She looks as though a pile of chewed up Doritos has become fucking personified with eyes and the ability to move portions of her body. Let's go to the next one here, Frank. The next one. And I think this is the last of fat or not fat.
Pet peeve. We've all got them. And I'm going to share mine with you today. Pet peeve number one. Now, this pet peeve, it deals with MSN status. You people know who you are. So you sign into MSN, and you've got your name, and you've got, like, a personal message. Now, these people talking about...
Oh, she's from Canada. That could be telling.
Their entire life schedule. But seriously. Ugh. We don't need to know exactly what you're doing.
All right, Frank, do you have an answer for this one?
This is obviously fat.
This woman is not fat at all.
Wow.
In fact, she borders on the skinny. She just has a case of fat girl voice, and I attribute that to her being Canadian. Frank, you did not do very well at this at all.
I started out strongly.
Not at all. However, most of the people in both of the chat rooms got the answers right, I would say. They got them right. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this? Nah, nobody. I guess the phones aren't doing too well, Frank. The phones are sickly tonight. People are saying best game ever, Frank. I think that we have a great collaboration here. Maybe we'll come back to this. Maybe we'll revisit this. I can definitely hear fatness. Absolutely.
Do you think you can hear ugliness?
Well, if I hear fatness, then I think I'm hearing ugliness. But I guess we can find beautiful fat girls to foil my system. Because there is a such thing as beautiful fat girls, I would say. Like, girls that are pretty, but they're just fucking huge. And there's nothing they could do about it except cry and go to the fucking fried Oreo tent again. It's okay. Nothing to fuck with, Frank. Not at all. It's amazing to me. It's amazing. Maybe they should just go to the gym. Maybe they should work out a little bit. You heard that one bitch.
Well,
she was thin.
Work out. Did you work out tonight, or you worked out last night, or what?
I went to the gym last night, Frank. You don't go to the gym. You don't exercise, correct? I mean, maybe you walk. You look at the lights now. It's wintertime. But
yeah, thanks.
You don't go to the gym.
I'm not at this point in time. I apologize.
So we're all familiar with the concept of nude guy at the gym.
The guy takes a shower, has his towel on, goes out.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you want to shower at the gym, maybe you're a reasonable person. I would never do it. I just can't even bring myself to do it. I go into my car soaking fucking wet, smelling like shit, leaving sweaty ass stains on my seats in my car.
And you sweat like a fucking pig, too.
I sweat like a disgusting animal.
I mean,
I am disgusting.
If I mention this, but there's times where you ask me to see if you're sweating, and it's just revile.
Ugh, I really am gross when it comes to sweating. Like deodorant or not, I'll just start sweating. It's fucking gross. I wear the safety undershirt. I do my best.
And are you aware that you're the only man today who wears undershirts?
No, I believe there are people that are, also sweaty, that wear the undershirts just to absorb a little bit, to try and to wick their disgusting, awful, sweaty bodies down.
I remember my mother used to make me wear undershirts when I was little, and I used to hate it. I used to just take them off and put them under the bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. You just, but anyway, you wouldn't wear them. So I'm in there.
And so big deal. The guy took a shower. So what?
Well, I'm at a gym. So now you know that we have nude guy. So
sure.
Nude guy showers, walks around nude. You know what? Nude guy is going to be nude. That's fine. As I'm washing my hands, as I do when I leave the place, all of a sudden I look over. Nude guy is washing his hands in the sink next to me. I didn't see him anywhere. He was nowhere to be found. Now, to understand the lay of the land a little bit, the sinks and the toilets are apart from the locker room and the showers. Completely apart. So I would have seen the guy come in through the door, which is to my left, and I would have seen him come from the locker room, which is also to my left. The only thing that he could have been hiding in is one of the stalls. So now, am I to believe that nude guy was naked pooping? There seems like no other fucking conclusion.
So you're concluding that he was naked shitting.
Nude guy was naked pooping in the fucking gym.
Now, is there something wrong with that?
Yes. You should be naked pooping. You shouldn't be. Not at all.
So you've never pooped naked?
I have pooped naked. But I would never... But this is... It's only the case where if I'm coming out of the shower and I have to shit and I happen to be naked, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to, disrobe just to evacuate feces from my ass. Or from my anus.
Right. Right.
Now, I can't believe it. You are behaving as though this is acceptable behavior.
I customarily poop naked.
You naked poop?
Yes.
Customarily? So you're saying every time?
Because after I poop, I take a shower. So I'm already naked anyway.
So
what the hell difference does it make?
So you don't spontaneously shit ever. You schedule a time to shit.
I'm regular now. I fixed everything.
You fixed it all. How did you fix this, by the way?
Well,
to tell you the truth, I could be in the middle of an instructional speech at work and then feel the I got a shit feeling, and I'd have to excuse myself and go shit, and just an astonishing amount of feces would be in the bowl. I can't schedule it. I can't condition myself to have a time where I shit. It just happens. It's not instant like that one guy you hear about in high school. Dude, Perhex. He fucking shit just fell out of his ass.
8:57 every day, man.
8:57 every day.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not regular like that. How did you become a regular shitter?
Well, what happened was if there's a situation where, like right now, say I have to go to the bathroom really bad, I'll hold it all night. And make sure I go in the morning, and even if I have to go real bad, I'll hold it, so that if I have a big meal or something like that, and I have to go really bad, I'll hold it, and this way it won't screw up my schedule.
But it'll screw up your bowels.
You know how you can control your urination by holding it? You can do that with your bowel movement as well.
But you've heard that it's not good for you to do that, right? You do know that you are aware that that's not.
But
a good
But then again,
thing
I'm not taking a dump at 2 o'clock in the afternoon like you are at work. See. It pays off.
So just one shit a day.
That's it.
And I mean, I've said it before. I'm a 5 to 6 shit a day guy. 5 to 6, I have to.
Well, there's something wrong with you.
Someone's saying it's very healthy to just take one dump a day. I don't know. Then I must be fucking healthy as a horse to be shitting 6 times every day, and not little pellets either, and not just pure gas, like logs. And, I eat a regular amount of food. I'm not an overeater by any stretch. I don't understand. A lot of oats. As I've said before, I know how to make the perfect oatmeal, as evidenced by my dumps. You schedule your shits. You do all that. That's amazing, amazing stuff, Frank. I don't understand. If you had a book, I'd ask you to borrow it. You know, I'd ask you if I could...
Well, I thank you for that. I see it as being a compliment.
I mean, do you teach yourself these things? Is that something
I train and condition my body to do that.
You condition and train your anus.
I train my body through various yoga exercises in order to make myself do that.
You use the Wii Fit, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, and you hope that it helps your digestion.
Yes.
I brought this up a little bit. We were having a discussion a while ago. Borrowing things from people. And I mentioned that if you had a book that would help me get regular, I would borrow it. You know, I'm gonna take that back. I never want to borrow anything from anybody. Because to me, if you lend something out, you may as well say okay if you never want to see it again.
Well, has that ever happened to you?
No, I'm just saying that if someone lends me a book or a DVD, I'm probably going to watch it at my leisure. I treat it like Netflix. I'll hold the fucking... This is another Netflix mention. No, Sheepy, I'm not getting paid for this. I'll hold the movie or book until I choose to read it. And then I'll read it at my own leisure. And I'll give it back to you, maybe. It basically just sits around. There was a guy that I used to work with. I mentioned that I like skateboard injury videos. So he's like, yo, I got the perfect movie for you to check out. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Yeah, let me borrow it and I'll watch it and that'll be cool. He's like, yeah, here you go. The next day he comes in with it, hands me a VHS tape. I don't have a fucking VCR set up, so I'm like, oh, great, thanks. I just took it. I didn't want to, you know, so I accepted it. And I figured maybe I'd hook up my old VCR and do this. And then it just really started requiring more of a commitment from me. So it just never happened. And like 6 months went by. He's like, hey, can I kind of have my tape back? So I'm like, yeah, I'll get it to you. 2 months after that, I actually brought the tape in. Don't lend things out. You're never going to see it again. And don't ever borrow money or lend money.
Just lend it out if you don't care about it.
Yeah. And don't do it with money. Don't ever do that with money, Frank.
Yeah, can I borrow a dollar? Yeah, like you're going to see that dollar. Or
you'll never see it again.
Like smokers. A lot of times I'll see people's bum cigarettes off other people. Are they really going to next day hand them a cigarette that they took?
No.
They call them singles.
Lucy's.
Lucy's. Sorry about that.
Singles. Like Kraft. They're individually wrapped and they put them between bread and cook them on a plate.
I apologize.
It's amazing. Wow. When someone borrows money from you, though, or let's say you're out at a bar. And I've done this with Shawnee Murphy. You know, we go out, like maybe we went out for a period where it was like every week we'd be there. So you're like, oh, no, you just get me next time or something like that. Now, I absolutely feel like I have to give him the money next time.
Right.
But I know that if I'm in this position and someone's like, hey, could you spot me? I don't know what the term literally means. Is spotting somebody? Well, is spotting somebody basically saying that you're surrendering this dollar amount to never be repaid? Yeah. Or is it like lending? If you say no, like, dude, can you spot me? If they ask you,
are you ever going to see you to borrow money? What do you? I mean, would you let somebody borrow money off of you? Because you're tight, as we all know.
I typically would never let anybody borrow money from me, but it depends on the amount. If it's something like $20, maybe under $20, yeah, I probably would just throw it to them because I know I'll never see
it again.
Now,
would you expect them to pay you back?
If it's over $20, I absolutely would.
If it's less than $20, that's your grace. That's your leeway. You'll go away with it.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to do that for just fucking anybody. And the thing is, what gets me is I'll get you next time is said, and then next time either never happens or next time comes and goes, and they never do it. So I just don't lend money out. You hear that, Frank? You do that every time when you're waiting to jump in.
I did that today.
You just did it now. Every now and then when Frank has an idea he wants to interject while I'm talking, or as I've just stopped talking, he's trying to gauge if he should speak. He'll, I think that you should probably lend the money. there's a lead-in growl. Do you lend money to people?
Well, nobody really asks.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Like, what about your niece? Say your niece said she wanted to borrow $100. Would you expect her to pay you back?
I'd say, oh, yeah, what do you need it for?
What
do you need it for? Oh, none of your business? None of my fucking business to give it to you. Go away!
I apologize.
Wait, this is my niece, right?
Yes.
Go away! If someone needs money and they're asking me, they're going to tell me why they need it.
Say I said to you, Ken, I'm going to pinch. Can I borrow $1,000?
For what?
I needed to, you know, I just...
Are you lying to me now? You're making something up. You're not telling me the real reason. What do you need it for, Frank? Seriously.
Well, let's just say I just need it for something, man. I need to buy an appliance.
You know what? Wait until you need the appliance.
I apologize.
You don't need that appliance. I will convince them that they don't need the money.
If I said to you I need $1,000 to pay my mortgage this month, would you lend me the $1,000?
Absolutely not.
Excuse me?
Absolutely not. You know what? Maybe you shouldn't be living in that house.
So it doesn't make a difference what I need the money for. You're not going to give it to me anyway.
Because, you know what? $1,000, if I never see it again, I'm going to be a little bit upset. If it was like maybe a couple hundred bucks and you say, listen, I'm a couple hundred bucks short of my mortgage, that's a bit of a serious situation. And $200 to help somebody out, you know, I'll never see it again. I could probably afford that. I can't afford $1,000 just to give it, and like, to take $1,000 and throw it down the drain. I can't afford that. By helping you, I'm throwing it down the drain. That's how I envision it. When I take this money and help you with it, I'm throwing it down the fucking drain because I'll never see it again. And you know what? It's not going to fix your fucking irresponsibility. You can't pay your mortgage this month. What's going to happen next month? You're going to be a fucking deadbeat, and I'm going to have to hate you and end our fucking friendship because you're not going to pay me. Because you're a degenerate fuck, Frank, with your no hair. Wait, I'm sorry. I really got into this role. I'm sorry.
Man, you're going overboard now.
I'm sorry. But why would I? Why? Would you ever ask people for money?
No, never. Never.
I mean, even if you really needed it. Let's say you really needed it. What, you know, would you ask?
No.
Yeah, no. I would. I'd rather live on the streets. I would ask my family. If they said no, then I'm going to deal with that. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it, Frank. I don't know. Frank, can I borrow another 2 hours to do another show?
Not for me, you can't.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You heartless son of a fucking bitch. You know what? You got all this time, and you don't do shit. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show. Who's this? It's Rammstein. Thank you for calling the show, Rammstein. I appreciate it. Well, what a wonderful show this has been. Tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11, on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place,
and the place to,
be.
And the place to be.
Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us, yeah, no. Shut up. Good night, everybody. Anything you want to say, Ken?
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!